Dear friends in Christ, there have been certain times in history when God has chosen to communicate with men through dreams. Jacob's son Joseph was given a dream about his brothers bowing down to him. And a little bit later, the Pharaoh of Egypt had a dream about the 7 years of plenty followed by the 7 years of famine. And Joseph interpreted that dream as God gave him the interpretation. And then in the New Testament, we have another man by the name of Joseph, to whom God gave dreams concerning what he was to do about Mary and about her infant son, Jesus. But there's no time in history that God communicated more by means of dreams than in the days of Daniel, that young man from Israel that King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon carried off to faraway Babylon together with his 3 friends. And there they were in this faraway land, and they were employed by King Nebuchadnezzar as some of his wise men. And then we read in Daniel chapter 2 that God gave Nebuchadnezzar a dream. And he wanted to know what this dream meant. So he called together all his wise men, the wisest of his wise men, and told them that they should tell him his dream and the interpretation. And of course they replied, "Well, you tell us your dream and then we will tell you the interpretation." But Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Tell me the dream and its interpretation." Of course they said, "Well, again, just tell us the dream and we'll tell you what it means." And then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Tell me the dream and I shall know that you can give me its interpretation." Well, now the wise men had a serious problem on their hands. What the king was expecting from them was impossible. So they said, "There is not a man on earth who can tell the king's matter. It is a difficult thing that the king requests. And there is no other who can tell it to the king except the gods." And then what did Nebuchadnezzar do? Well, he gave the command to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. And that included Daniel and his 3 friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they were in danger of losing their lives. But now Daniel knew that it was not the gods who could reveal this dream to Nebuchadnezzar, but it was the true God, the Lord God of Israel, the creator of heaven and earth, the God who is omniscient, that is, he knows all things, he knows all the thoughts and the dreams of every individual in the whole world. So Daniel went in and asked the king to give him time. And amazingly, Nebuchadnezzar gave him this time. And then Daniel called on his 3 friends, and that night they prayed to God. They sought mercies from the God of heaven concerning this secret, so that Daniel and his companions might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. And on that very night, God answered their prayer and gave the dream and its interpretation to Daniel in a night vision. God wanted Nebuchadnezzar to know what his dream meant. And God wanted Nebuchadnezzar to know that he had servants of the true God in his employ. Now, in response to this revelation of God to Daniel, Daniel prayed to God, or praised his God, and he said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. He reveals deep and secret things. I thank and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have now made known to me what we asked of you." So now Daniel had the opportunity to address the mighty King Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar said to him, "Are you able to make known to me the dream which I have seen and its interpretation?" And in his reply, David confessed his Lord and God. He said, "There is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what will be in the latter days. This secret has not been revealed to me because I have more wisdom than anyone living, but for our sakes who make known the interpretation to the king, and that you may know the thoughts of your heart." So now, what is our relationship today to this God who is omniscient and who knows all things and can reveal things to us in dreams? Should we ask God to communicate His word to us through means of dreams? Should we expect God now to tell us the future in dreams? Well, God has given us a much more tangible way to know what He wants us to know. Something better than dreams. Of course, God is in charge of all of our dreams, and He can do what He wants. But God has chosen to reveal things to us, His secrets to us, in a much better way. What way has God chosen? Well, He has used prophets like Daniel. He has used His Son of God on earth, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. He has used Jesus' apostles to communicate to us secrets that we would otherwise not know. He has had His Spirit reveal things to the prophets and apostles so that we know what God's greatest secret is. And what is that secret? Something that we could not possibly know unless God revealed it to us. Well, this greatest of all secrets is God's love for us in Jesus Christ. The greatest secret that God has is the gospel, the good news of what our Lord Jesus has done for us. The Bible says, "Eye has not seen, nor ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man, this good news of Jesus Christ." The apostles call this a mystery. It's a mystery because it's something we could never figure out, no matter how long we thought about it, no matter how many wise men on earth we could consult. It's something that God has to reveal to us, otherwise we would not know. We would not know anything about Jesus, His life on earth, His suffering and death for our sins, the meaning of it all, that we have the forgiveness of sins through Him, that He rose from the dead and we have eternal life through Him. That's all God's secret, God's mystery. And He has chosen in His mercy and love to reveal that mystery to us. So just as Daniel praised God for giving him the secret, Nebuchadnezzar's dream and its interpretation, so we today can praise God for revealing to us the greatest of all secrets. As it is written, God has revealed this to us through His Spirit, through His Word. Let us sing hymn 234, first four stanzas.